I was awoken the next morning by the heat of the sun bleeding through a gap in the curtains that was cooking the side of my face. I got up and looked outside. It was a glorious day and I felt a weight had lifted. I quickly switched on my laptop to see if Johnny had replied. Nope, nothing. Bastard. I'm not going to let him get to me today. Maybe he's just not seen it yet. These musicians sleep funny hours. It's why, as a rule, they can't have proper jobs. No. Today, I'm going out into the sun. I'm going to get a bus over to Sheffield and do some shopping. Cheer myself up. I got ready, put my sunglasses on, and I jumped on the bus. I got off at the bottom of the moor and walked up Devonshire Green. It was filled with people just lazing around on the grass, soaking up the sun. You could smell the spliffs being smoked by the emo kids on the skate park. I really do hope that one day they will find happiness. I carried on walking down Division Street, browsed round a few vintage shops, or as I call them, my gran's house but without the smell of mothballs. I bought some second-hand shoes and wondered what paths they'd already walked. Maybe they were worn by one of the girls from the Human League when they first met Phil Oakey in the Crazy Daisy nightclub. I continued down towards the Peace Gardens, whilst dreaming of being a roller girl waitress in a milkshake bar when Iggy Pop just happens to come in and begs me to be in his band. I allow myself a sly smile, even if I know it's a no-no when you're wearing shades. As I walk past the TV shop through the corner of my eye, I see her. My mother. On the screens of 5 of the 6 TVs in the window. The 6th TV was showing Loose Women's Yorkshire Woman of the Year, Jane MacDonald. I watch as the caption goes across the bottom of the screens. Baroness Thatcher dies after stroke. My immediate thought was that it was not surprising an affectionate act towards her had killed her. I then dropped my bag, and my heart followed. I could see people in the shop cheering and dancing round the counter. I could see laughing and screaming children running through the fountains across the road in the reflection of the window. And I could see that face, that rotten old sour face, soften for the first time ever as tears welled up in my eyes. A bus pulled up. It said Val Halladale on the front, and I jumped straight on. I needed to find Johnny Rocket.